Hare Krishna. This is a reading of Sanatan Goswami's Brihat Bhagavatamrita, Part 2, Chapters 1 through 4, describing the cowherd boy Gopakumar's travels from Earth all the way to Ayodhya City in the spiritual world of Vaikuntha. Listeners interested in our audiobook of his travels to even higher realms above Vaikuntha, described in chapters 5 through 7, are invited to visit our website, sadhusanga.com. Chapter 1, Vairagya, Renunciation. Sri Janamejaya said, "My father, Maharaj Parikit, who dearly loved Lord Krishna, taught the rare, secret meaning of the scriptures to his mother and my grandmother, Uttara. O best of sages, as I drink the Bhagavatam ocean's nectar, which is fragrant with the lotus flower of your mouth, I am still not satiated. O wise one, please relate more of the nectarian conversation between mother and son, who both relished the nectar of Lord Krishna's lotus feet." Jaimini Rishi answered, "O king, what they said, even all-knowing sages and seers of Brahman cannot know or describe by their own powers. By the mercy of Sukadev Goswami, who is an ocean of devotion to Krishna, I remained by the side of King Parikit and Uttara Devi and directly heard what they discussed. O fortunate one, now please hear the glory of Goloka, which, although secret, the Vedas say may be revealed to an affectionate disciple." When she heard the description of Lord Krishna's great mercy, as previously discussed, your grandmother became filled with bliss. Wishing to hear of 1. The result of great devotion to Lord Gopikanta, and 2. The Lord's pastime place above Vaikuntha, and not fully understanding them in her heart, she asked Sri Parikit,
"By performing auspicious duties, householders with material desires can achieve the three worlds, and persons who have renounced their homes can reach the four worlds beyond those. However, when their enjoyment ends, all these persons return to this mundane earth. Only a select few of those who have reached the planets of Maharloka and other higher planets become liberated with Lord Brahma."
Sanatan Goswami explains that the three worlds are Bhu, Bhuvaha, and Sva planets. Householders in those realms wish to enjoy the fruits of their work. Householders who have no material desires, by performing prescribed duties, may go to Maharloka or other higher planets, and when their hearts are pure, may become liberated. Persons who are not householders are Naishtika Brahmacharis, Vanaprasths, and Sannyasis. The four realms they attain are Maharloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, and Satyaloka. They who have material desires again take birth, but they who have no material desires and act only out of duty are liberated.
Some persons, after enjoying on Archir Loka and other planets, gradually attain liberation. Renounced souls devoted to transcendental knowledge quickly attain liberation. The Lord's devotees who have material desires may enjoy by fulfilling those desires. And when they become fully purified, they also attain the Lord's abode. Devotees having no material desires at once attain the blissful spiritual realm of Vaikuntha, which is difficult even for liberated souls to attain. Pure devotees living in Vaikuntha enjoy forever in varied ways the happiness of directly serving Sri Krishna's lotus feet. In comparison, the nectar of liberation appears insignificant. Some of those devotees are situated in knowledge, Jnana Bhaktas. Some are pure devotees, Shuddha Bhaktas. Some are devotees situated in love, Prema Bhaktas. Some are devotees situated in great love, Premapura Bhaktas. And some are overwhelmed by love, Prematura Bhaktas.
Sanatana Goswami explains that here, 4.5 kinds of love are described, with the Jnana Bhaktas being the half. The devotion of Jnana Bhaktas is mixed with a desire for knowledge, not the pathetic liberation of the impersonalists, but the awareness of the glories of serving the Lord's lotus feet. Maharaj Bharat is an example of a Jnana Bhakta. The Suddha Bhaktas are devoted to the 9 processes of devotional service. Their devotion is not distracted by fruitive work, a desire for knowledge, or non-devotional renunciation. Maharaj Ambarish is an example of a Suddha Bhakta. The Prema Bhaktas want only to serve the Lord's lotus feet with love. Hanuman is an example of a Prema Bhakta. The Premapara Bhaktas are the Lord's affectionate associates who, by the Lord's boundless mercy, are tied by the chains of affectionately gazing at the Lord with longings of love, friendship with the Lord, and close friendship where they joke with the Lord. The Pandavas are examples of Premapara Bhaktas. The Prematura Bhaktas are always overwhelmed by the treasure of wonderful love. Uddhava and the Yadavas are examples of Prematura Bhaktas. Although Vaikuntha cannot be attained without love for the Lord, there are varying degrees of that love. Thus, the Prema Bhaktas are better than the Shuddha Bhaktas. The Premapara Bhaktas are better than the Prema Bhaktas. And the Prematura Bhaktas are better than the Premapara Bhaktas.
Since the levels of these devotees vary, it seems unfitting the results they achieve be the same. Nonetheless, no one is considered better than anyone else in Vaikuntha. It follows that among devotees in Vaikuntha, there is equality, even to special Vaikuntha perfections, such as living near the Lord or attaining a form like His. A goal higher than Vaikuntha is unheard of. Each in his own part of Vaikuntha, each according to his own kind of love, and each attaining his own object of love, everyone is happy. The devotees in their different mellows have all attained the highest happiness. I still wonder, however, what is the destination of they who are devoted to the Lord who performs the Rasalila? My heart is not happy if others attain the same destination attained by loving devotees who chant the holy names and who, indifferent to all material goals, yearn to become Sri Radha's maidservants. I cannot tolerate that others attain the same destination as Nanda and Yasoda and their associates.
Sanatana Goswami explains that the others here are the Pandavas and the Yadavas.
The most sublime excellences flow into those devotees like rivers into the ocean. Therefore, a suitable place must surely exist for them above Vaikuntha. Please reveal it to me and rescue me.
Sanatan Goswami explains that the word prakasya means please show me by describing it, and udarashva means please rescue me from this ocean of unhappiness filled with waves of doubt and whirlpools of illusion. The description of the glories of Goloka Vrindavan, which is above the material worlds and even above the realms of Vaikuntha, is the answer to this question of Uttara Devi. Sri Jaimini continued, delighted by his mother's beautiful question, the son bowed before her and, shedding tears, the hairs of his body erect in ecstasy, he began to speak. Sri Pariket said, O mother, for whom Lord Krishna is your very life, and who cannot bear separation from him, only you could ask such a question. Others could not. In your womb, I have taken a very pious birth as the grandson of Subhadra's husband, who was your dear friend. Sanatan Goswami explains that Subhadra was Lord Krishna's sister, and her husband was Arjuna. Bowing down before Lord Krishna, who, holding a club and chakra, in your own womb, protected both you and me from the Brahmastra, who in my childhood made me search, as great devotees do, again and again for his own form in the world of men, who gave me the virtues of great souls, who made me famous for subduing Kali, who gave me wonderful royal opulence, who filled me with despair by arranging a Brahmin's curse, who in his form of his disciple told me of the curse, which I welcomed, who as Lord Vasudev dragged me from the blind well of my home and made me sit by the bank of the Ganges, fasting until death, who, in the form of Srila Sukadev Goswami, taught me the truth in the assembly of sages, dispelled my fears, and delighted me, who, by giving me the company of his dear devotees, now makes me drink the nectar of words about him, who is kind without limit. I, nourished by the Brahmin's words, with a single heart, at this, my last moment, will speak the answer to your question, an answer that contains the essence of all Vaishnava scripture. I could satisfy you by quoting and explaining the Shruti and Smriti, but instead, I will tell you a story I learned by the mercy of my guru, a story that will explain and dispel all doubts.